This is JP, Kel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Now we have very important work to do.
You've got important work to do.
I have a lot of work to do.
This is important.
It's serious. We're doing important work.
I'll believe that when I see it.
All right, enough of this small talk. Get ready for the big show.
Now let's do this thing and get out of here.
Do it!
Woo! It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, September 13th. We're halfway through September.
No, I don't say that out
even
loud.
Possible.
Here's what happened.
Oh my God!
We clearly entered a wormhole or like some rip in time or whatever that hippie phrase is. That we're on the wrong side of the simulation,
right?
As some TikToker conspiracists say. Yeah, it's strange.
That is so funny. 103 days to Christmas, by the way.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Thanksgiving is in 73 days.
Don't. Halloween.
Halloween's is right around the corner. Yeah, I know you. 48 days from Halloween.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I have so many things I need to order still.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
JP, morning, how are you this morning?
I am going to try to keep a smile on my face.
Oh, no.
But all of my teams lost yesterday.
Oh, are you talking about fantasy football?
That's in there, too. That's in there, too. Every single one of my fantasy football teams lost, too.
Are you talking about our matchup?
No, I'm not talking about our matchup.
Because you're just one of many losses.
My Elks team lost for youth football. My Tennessee Titans lost terribly to the Cardinals. My Yankees lost. And all five of my fantasy football teams are losing currently. All five.
JP, what did you do?
I don't know. I had great drafts. I have great players. Aaron Rodgers screwed me up in one of them. Like, what happened to that guy?
JP,
everybody talks up Aaron Rodgers, all these Packer fans that we have that are friends of the show. It's like, what happened to Aaron Rodgers?
Well, see, I picked the Packers defense on our fun building fantasy draft just because Rosie, with Rosie's
he's a Packers fan too? Grill,
he's a big Packers
fan.
We
need to call him up and go, what the heck happened to Aaron Rodgers?
He kind of duped me into suggesting the Packers. I was like, oh, fine. I was running out of time.
Shouldn't have done it.
So I pulled his Packers. But pretty late in, I think it was like pretty late in the fourth quarter.
Negative 4 points.
Yeah, negative 4 points.
Oh,
so it did end up as negative 4. I didn't even check
back. What a waste of time.
Yeah, it was kind of
the Packers defense was.
But yeah, so just goes to show, JP, like I beat you.
You did. No.
With my defense.
I mean, I still have Mark Andrews and Carlson tonight for the
you do have
Andrews alone. It can keep like score 30.
You have
points.
About a 5% chance right now. So
yeah,
like
5%.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still hoping for the best.
Hang on to that 5%.
You came out. I mean, with Patrick Mahomes and I mean CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper came out strong for
and
you.
Gronk.
Hey, Gronk did very well. Gronk does Gronk.
Gronk put up like 30 points.
Yeah, Gronk's a good player. So you did very well.
Yeah,
I tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
Let's both of us meet at the end of the season.
We are
do this again.
Yeah, we are reiterating this just so you know because I had the wonderful idea, but now I'm kicking myself for it. Whoever performs the worst between the three of us, JP, myself, Husker Nick, during this season, there will be a massive picture hung somewhere very cool downtown.
Yeah.
To humiliate the loser. So.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Man, if you guys straight up beat me, then fine. I'll take it. But I have a feeling that, I don't know, I didn't
You think
out.
I'm going to lose, huh?
No, I think it might be Husker Nick.
Really?
Mostly just because he's not on the show this morning. So.
Yeah, we have to talk a little smack.
Right. He's losing. He's going to lose this week.
Is he really?
Yeah. He only got 125 points to Gophers 165. So, and he has Waller too.
Okay.
But yeah, he got beat. So
well, dang. Yeah.
But anyway, in fantasy football, so a lot of people are going to be talking about that today after the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that, and we'll also get to some other things.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Like the Husker game on Saturday. I just want to go back to Saturday when I had a winning team.
Right? That was the only day that kind of panned out for you, huh?
Yeah, it was a pretty good day. That was a pretty good day. We'll recap that. We'll get you ready for the big matchup against Oklahoma. I think we might call Will Wilson in here and see if we get him in the
8 o'clock
garden.
That's a good idea.
Chat about the Huskers with us because he always is very in tune with it.
Yeah,
along with
for
us.
Sure.
We'll get a Make It Right Monday. Alyssa needs to make it right by her friend Carrie for doing something terrible. We'll get that. I'll get you what's trending. The creepiest thing your kid has said or done after what we saw our buddy Bill Shammer go through. And Science Corner, too.
When I wake up. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
And now for something completely different.
Two things that shouldn't be where they were.
Okay.
But they come to the forefront because they've gone viral. One of them, have you seen the video from the University of Miami football game on Saturday?
Yes.
Where a stray cat somehow got into the stadium and ended up dangling from the upper deck by its claws.
And what did it get caught? I looked in the video. What did it get caught in? Was it like a wire?
Well, I think it was trying to grip onto the side of the deck.
Oh, okay.
Like whatever, it could just dig in its claws.
Because it looked like an invisible hand was literally like
right,
just holding his little paw.
Those the talons on a cat are dangerous, yes, but they're also very good at gripping things. Like those little things are like little needles that just stick right into something.
Oh, for sure.
And so it fell from the upper deck, and it was terrifying. From the upper deck all the way to the bottom, but it fell below, and the fans knew about it. They were watching. If you get it, we should put the video up for people.
It's on Twitter.
Okay. Fans use an American flag to catch the cat.
Yeah, fans below happen to just have an American flag.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, we'll break its fall. So it broke his fall, and then it went flying from the flag down a little further, and someone grabbed him, like, right out of the air.
Right.
Held him up like Simba, and then according to the news articles, he was escorted away to be treated.
Yeah, it was Craig Cromer, and he works for the university, has season tickets, and his wife and him always bring a flag to the game to hang over the railing in front of their seats. And when the cat fell, everybody freaked out, but the flag broke the fall just enough.
Well, I'm happy that they had a flag because, you know, in that instance, you're probably going to be on national television, right? So if you don't brace yourself and try to save the cat, you look like a butthole.
A horrible human. Yeah, exactly.
So
no, save the cat.
Thankfully, they have the flag, though, because could you imagine having to, like,
catch that thing with the claws out?
Yeah, what if its claws are still out? I bet it would be.
Like a mother trucker.
Oh, my God. That would have sucked.
And then this seems like something you'd expect at a Viking-themed mini golf course, but not an actual golf course.
Okay.
But a coffin was accidentally discovered in a pond at a golf course in England.
That sounds suspect.
So during a hot, dry summer, this coffin was found. Somebody had hit it into the pond, and it bounced out of the pond. Their golf ball did. They're like, wait.
Okay, I was like, they hit a coffin?
They hit the pond? Yeah, they hit the golf ball into the pond. It goes,
golf ball.
Just bounced off the coffin in the pond. People are like, wait a second. What's there that it bounced out of the pond?
Well, wouldn't you just assume that it's a rock or something?
You would think.
I mean, I'm glad that they found out what it was. Was it empty?
So
the
person who hit the golf ball that bounced off the coffin got a hold of somebody at the clubhouse. They're like, hey, this is really weird. You might want to check this pond out. It's suspect. They come down and find this coffin. They're like, okay, great. Now we got to call the authorities. The authorities call the archaeologists. And have revealed that
archaeologists something like that?
Because this coffin isn't like from regular times. This coffin is an old Bronze Age relic.
Shut up.
And inside it were the remains of a 4,000-year-old man.
What?
Who was buried with an axe.
No!
Right!
Cool!
Right?
Huh?
So experts said the coffin was made from hollowing out an oak tree trunk. So it's old school.
Oh, my God. This is giving me chills.
Right.
And man, my hair is standing up on end.
They believe the man must have been important because his body was cushioned with plants and raised over the grave with a gravel mound. The axe was well preserved and probably a symbol of authority rather than a tool.
So did they, so I'm assuming this pond was like already there when they built the golf course around it?
Yeah, they just built the golf course around it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
didn't think anything of it.
So nobody ever noticed.
Nope.
Because it sounds like...
I think the pond got low enough.
Low enough, yeah,
that
I
it
guess
finally
so.
Showed something.
Wow.
So the whole thing is undergoing a preservation work. So now, like, the golf course is having to deal with the archaeologists always on hole number 17.
And then some man named Terry in his late 40s that's just trying to work on his
right.
chipping.
I just want to get...
Getting upset.
I'm just trying to get par.
The noise is throwing his game off.
Could you shut off the sound? I'm trying to play golf.
No, well, now I want to sweep ponds.
Oh, yeah. No, we always say the golf ball finder. My grandpa got one of those long pole things in golf ball finder.
What? You kinda, can do that?
Oh, yeah, right on the side. Just looking for golf balls.
I'm going to Amazon that.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you the nitty-gritty from Music City. We'll get you new music from one of your favorites. And we'll get you tickets to see this guy live this Friday.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
Another country star is off the market. Kacey Musgraves made her VMA debut. Morgan Wallen's tribute to a fallen soldier. And new music from Cole Swindell.
You in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So congratulations are in order for Jameson Rogers.
Nice.
So there's big news, by the way, on like the 17th, so Friday, his debut album releases. But beyond that, he just married fiance Sarah Allison Turner earlier month. In Spring Hill, Tennessee. Apparently it's coming around now where people found out, oh, they actually got married. He says, quote, I've never felt more loved than I did last Sunday with all our friends and family in one place celebrating Sarah and me. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with Sarah. They tied the knot at a place called The Venue at Birchwood after 6 years of dating. 6 whole years.
Wow.
They met at a songwriting workshop at the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, very cool.
10 years ago.
So she gets the biz. That's cool.
Yeah, which is nice.
That's awesome.
Kacey Musgraves made her MTV Video Music Awards debut last night, performing Starcrossed, the title track of her just-released album. It is insane. It's fire. It's amazing. Kacey performed the song surrounded by candles, and then when the camera pulled back, it revealed a heart in flames.
Oh, wow.
Behind her. Very theatrical. And speaking of Kacey's Star Cross, she just released a video for the album's track, Simple Times. Here's a little snippet from it.
Wish that I could put this game on pause. Skip this round, take the headset off. Put my lip gloss on. Kick it at the mall like there's nothing wrong. I need to step away. And if I don't, I'm gonna go insane. Cause
yes. So she released a video for that song, which features rapper Princess Nokia, RuPaul's Drag Race winner Simone, and actress Victoria Pedretti, as all of them like hanging out in the mall before putting on chainmail to rain down terror on a bridal shop.
Okay. Wow.
This whole album's insane. It's awesome. It's insanely awesome, I should say.
Insanely awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
Coming off of her divorce with Rustin Kelly. Can you tell I'm a fangirl? Anyways.
Just a little bit.
Okay. So earlier this week, Morgan Wallen paid tribute to the United States military and a fallen soldier from his alma mater in Tennessee. The show did not just have good music, of course. It also raised a lot of money for Humphreys County flood relief, about $725,000.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. He shared info about the fallen soldier that he knew from school and said, quote, I'm originally from East Tennessee, as y'all know, and one of these 13 soldiers that was killed in Afghanistan went to the same high school that I went to. The young man that died, his name was Ryan Naus, K-N-A-U-S-S.
Nas,
probably. Yeah. And I just wanted to let his family know, if you're watching or you get word of this, that I was thinking about y'all. So he made sure to give him a shout out. Yeah. And then just snowballing off of that real quick. Friday, we had the homecoming for Corporal Dagan Page in Omaha. That was beautiful. And there are videos and pictures and stuff between KFOR News. And then, of course, on our Facebook, too, if you want to check that out. That's on KX969. We've got new music now from Cole Swindell. It's called Some Habits. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell on Kix
96.9. Yeah, I'm rough around the edges, on the surface I ain't perfect, still need a little smoothing out. It's hard to shift gears after years of going one way and one day turning around. Like water tanks, barns, and rusted junk cars get saved by a coat of paint. It takes somebody like you to make a sinner like me wanna try to be a little more sane. 'Cause good bourbon is hard to put down, that high road is hard to stay on, that good book it's hard to pick up, that old me it's hard to turn off. Girl, I've been trying like hell might be getting ahead of myself, but the longer I love you the more I know some habits ain't meant to be broke. No, 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 no. Your habits like lying next to you, like making you laugh, like filling up a wall full of photographs, like learning how to listen, red light, quick kissing, Sunday morning, amen, third pew forgiven, like hometown walking, mean nothing, talking together every setting sundown, like through the house dancing, them hardwoods catching, our clothes falling to the ground. Good bourbon is hard to put down, that high road is hard to stay on, that good book it's hard to pick up, that old me it's hard to turn. It's hard to put down, that high road is hard to stay on, that good book it's hard to pick up, that old me it's hard to turn off. Girl, I've been trying like hell might be getting ahead of myself, but the longer I love you the more I know some habits ain't meant to be.
What's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
That is new music from Cole Swindell called Some Habits. Getting it first on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. The video out too. Filmed that one in one take for the video.
Nice.
Yeah. Giving you new music first and more fun with good news coming up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Let's get to the good things. And if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to add to it. Just say good things in your message to us, and we will get it on the board. What do you have today, Coryell?
My good thing today kind of rolls up into a long emotional weekend. Of course, we honor the victims and the families of those victims from the 9/11 terrorist attacks in many ways over the weekend, one of them being a 9/11 ceremony on the front steps of the Capitol building. So that was really cool. And then a couple things during the Husker game as well. So going off of that, I wanted to give a shout out to Frank Siller. Now, he is not from here, but he did something incredible. Frank founded the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in honor of his younger brother, Stephen, or Stefan, it's a PH, who died trying to save others on 9/11. So this year being the 20th anniversary, he did a never forget walk, walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to New York City.
Wow.
All three locations of terrorist attacks on 9/11 20 years ago. So he wrapped up the 500-mile walk on Saturday, September 11th, 42 days after he began. So he walked 500 miles in 42 days to remember and to honor the victims of 9/11, including his younger brother. I just think that's absolutely incredible.
That's amazing.
Yes. And hopefully he had really good shoes.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully he did. That's an important thing.
Yes.
Some comfy shoes. I got two good things. First of all, we'll get the good thing that was sent to us by Samantha. That from now till the 19th, the Lincoln YMCA will be saying thank you to all local healthcare workers by offering free admittance to any Y location.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So whether you care for patients, perform surgeries, or prepare meals, simply show your healthcare ID at any Lincoln YMCA branch to receive a 1-week pass for you and your immediate family.
Oh, that's cool.
This includes all the four indoor pools, the group exercise classes, and even child watch. So on behalf of the Y, we deeply appreciate the sacrifices that frontline personnel have made to serve our community. And this is 1 week we can give back.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing. Tell me something. Another good thing that is going nationwide is Target has a big car seat trade-in event going on.
Yeah, what is that?
So if your little one is starting to outgrow their car seat, Target will take it off your hands and give you a 20% off coupon for a new one.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's all for good. All other things, too, is like strollers, high chairs, rockers. It's hard because when you have a child, they outgrow something, then you either have to sell it on Facebook Marketplace and you have to buy a new one anyway because it doesn't fit them anymore. There's not a whole lot of transitional deals that go with car seats and strollers and whatnot. And so this is kind of a cool idea that Target says they'll take any car seat you have, even if it's damaged.
Wow.
So like,
even if it's damaged?
Because then they can recycle it.
And they're not going to reuse it.
They're going to reuse the products that are on the seat itself.
Right.
So they can recycle and stuff. So this trade-in event is going to go on through the 25th. So you can find out more information at Target.com. Just go there and look for that.
Well, heck yeah.
So if you've got a little kiddo and you need to do some swapping, you can do that.
Some swapping.
And get a bigger car seat, bigger stroller, whatever it may be, like a coupon for it. And just one more good thing of people trying to help each other out.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
A round of Science Corner, which also includes no longer spreading poop.
Ew.
I'll explain the story coming up.
It's probably better. No longer spreading.
No longer.
So that sounds good.
Okay. I'll explain. We'll get that next. It's Kix. Don't be
today. Country mornings are the best.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's science.
All right. So Science Corner really quick. First, we go to the fact that now, I mean, we will literally use anything but the metric system to measure stuff.
I know.
So this happened in Kansas City, and 41 Action News had the shot of a sinkhole that it's a big hole. How big is this hole? Well, they measured out as a sinkhole roughly the size of 6 to 7 washing machines.
See, I can easily visualize that.
Because kitchen appliances is what you want to go with.
I have no, what's the word? I basically, if you told me in like yardage.
A foot or 5 yards.
Yeah, I can't visualize that.
Right.
Like I know there's 3 feet in a yard.
It is easier to visualize items.
It's so much easier.
Right, I get that.
Yeah, if you're trying to tell me, how big around this sinkhole was and all these fancy numbers and terms, I'm not going to visualize it. I'm going to think it's much smaller or much larger than it is.
Right. So you put 3 dishwashing machines next to 3 dishwashing machines, it's about that big.
Yeah. No.
That makes more sense.
That is so much easier to picture. That's big.
It's a big sinkhole.
That is
a really
sizable
big
sinkhole.
We had a friend that had their car in Omaha go into one way back.
Yes. She was driving
so
on a side street in Omaha, and the road, all of a sudden it got dark. And she's like, excuse me, what?
It just swallowed her car up.
Yes. And she did end up having to go to the hospital. I think she got a concussion or something happened, but
right,
it all happened so fast. And it was something about the pipes. The pipes were like leaking or something, and yeah. So it was causing erosion or whatever. But
just crazy.
Yeah. So track that up to another fear that I guess everyone who's anxiety ridden like myself, now you have to worry about the ground that you're walking on, because apparently walking or driving on the ground, you'll just be swallowed up into a
sinkhole. You just gotta put that not in the back of your mind, but just out of your mind, because it's a very rare thing.
I think it should be at the forefront of your mind.
No, it shouldn't, because it's like you're perpetuating everybody being afraid of everything.
That sinkhole may be the size of a small children's backpack, or it could be the size of one length of a StarTrans bus. Who knows?
There you go. Okay.
See if it's easier to visualize.
It is easier than the metric system, or even like.
But it is funny though. Like, why do we even have a metric system if no one's going to use it?
And then finally, robot vacuums like Roombas have been known to smear pet messes throughout your home.
Oh.
Because they're just on a timer.
No.
And like, say your dog poops in the living room. Have you seen the pictures of those?
No, I've never thought about that.
Oh, you should Google Roomba pet messes.
Oh, I should?
Uh-huh. Because it's like, they literally destroy homes. There's poop everywhere.
No!
So there's
why won't that pick that? If there's a pile of doo-doo on the floor,
it goes right over.
Wouldn't this little sensors be like, beep, 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 poop?
Well, not beep, if it's beep, if it's beep. Low enough, it wouldn't be like it's
like, a tiny little
like a little pile of
especially if it's.
I don't want to go too descriptive.
Okay, yeah.
But there's exciting news on that front, because Roomba has announced that their latest model recognizes and avoids things like cables and pet waste.
Oh God, good.
So if your dog can't hold it, you won't have a bigger mess to deal with on your hands.
That implies that something's happened with cables, maybe.
Oh, yeah. They'll go.
Has one, been just utterly fried because it got tangled up in someone's cord?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, their gaming system?
Or even, like, your cord for your phone. Easily can get, sucked in and twirled around in there and make a mess. So in the past, the company that makes Roomba says that they've seen this a lot. They're promising the new iRobot Roomba J7 Plus solves the problem. They've implemented algorithms using hundreds of thousands of messages and images of real, fake, and simulated dog and cat poop. And they're very confident it'll work.
Wow.
So essentially, they'll replace.
I guess I'll take that comment. We're very confident that it'll work.
So they'll replace any Roomba J7 Plus if it fails to detect pet poop and becomes soiled as a result.
Okay. I'm actually asking this.
Okay.
I'm not trying to stir the pot or be gross.
Right.
But they have specifically stated like pet poop.
Dog and cat waste, yes.
Right. But like, what if, I mean, do you think it would do that for like your toddler?
Oh.
Like, well,
probably not.
What if someone's found a corner and been like, time to go?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't think so. I don't know if it'll pick it up or not.
I don't know.
They should put that
just
in
just asking
there.
For a friend.
They did say that unfortunately the guarantee for the Roomba J7 Plus, we'll trade it out, it didn't work, only goes for the first year and it only covers solid pet waste.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So they I think that they're
right, they're covering their butts.
Saying that for that reason.
They're covering their butts. It says if your pet leaves behind diarrhea, vomit, or urine, you're out of luck.
They're covering their butts because your pet can't cover theirs.
There you go. That's a good way to end that one.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Speaking of, at the beginning of that conversation, we mentioned our friend who got swallowed up with a sinkhole.
Yeah.
She just messaged me and said, thanks for the quick shout out this morning. # sinkhole problem. So she's alive and well.
She's doing great. Coming up, we'll get you What's Trending. We'll get you Make It Right Monday and more coming up.
If you wake up in a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Kicks 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kicks 96.9.
Three.
So another MTV Video Music Awards are in the books.
Oh, yeah. That was last night.
Yes. Our girl Kacey Musgraves had a debut performance during the VMAs. Cool. So you may have watched at least the VMAs for Kacey, and maybe you stuck around to find out the evening's big award. If you didn't, here you go. Spoilers ahead. Video of the year went to Lil Nas X. For his song, Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Yes.
All right, cool.
That is the iconic one where he dances sexy on Satan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Nice. Yes. So that was the video that won.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Justin Bieber also was a big winner, taking home Artist of the Year and Best Pop for his song Peaches. And then it was also A Very Good Night for, and if you have TikTok or you have kids in your house that have TikTok, you've heard this name.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. She's from like Disney Channel too, I believe,
right.
But she really blew up on TikTok. She nabbed three honors: Song of the Year for Driver's License, Best New Artist, and Push Performance of the Year.
I did see Foo Fighters getting the inaugural Global Icon Award.
Oh my God, really?
And they blew. It was a show-stopping performance. I mean, they were amazing.
Oh, they blew it up nice.
I did see that on the internet this morning. So,
cool.
VMA is still very popular. Another thing that's popular is football. And the conversation's still growing about the super groups. And the Big 12 has already started going towards that as well. Because we know that Texas, Oklahoma are leaving to go to the SEC.
Yeah.
Because they want a better competition. Looks like for 2024-2025 season, the Big 12 bringing in BYU, the University of Cincinnati, University of Central Florida, University of Houston.
Ooh.
To the Big 12.
Okay.
The notable admission is the University of Memphis, who'd been campaigning to get in, but were left out of the move.
Why?
So it didn't say. They just chose four teams. So that means that, now leaves them in an ACC that is barren of the three marquee teams, which is...
that's right. So then they're just like, all right, who do we play with?
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next in the repositioning of these big conferences that are continuing
on. Whoa, cool.
And speaking of Oklahoma...
One!
Everybody's getting ready for the Huskers Oklahoma, which is the... But the 50th anniversary of the game of the century back in 1971, the classic between number one Nebraska and number two Oklahoma. This time around, Oklahoma is, they're 2-0 coming into this game. Okay. We are 2-1 now.
Okay.
It's, as of right now, Vegas has us losing by 22. So.
Has us losing by 22?
Yeah. Yeah. The betting 22? Line is 22 in favor of Oklahoma.
Well, I suppose I'll take 22 over more.
Right, exactly. So that might change. That may change as we get closer to the game on Saturday. Ticket prices, by the way.
Oh, no.
Like, if you want primo seats.
Hold on, can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you want primo seats?
Like 50-yard line.
Oh, 50-yard line?
Yeah.
Dang it, I'm not very good. $300.
$900.
What? $900.
The lowest value ticket that's available on StubHub right now is $99.
I was gonna guess like $150
and that's
or
like,
something.
That's like kind of out.
That's
there.
Insane.
Yeah.
Well, and I remember a couple years ago when people were traveling for the Colorado game.
Yeah.
And I was flabbergasted that some of those tickets were like $600.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
It was $900
for
like good
tickets.
Seats.
Yeah, right on the 50-yard line.
Oh my God,
that's crazy. So there's some people. I mean, some people already bought their tickets. I know some folks that become members of the Oklahoma website and the ticket club, so they can get
their tickets
something like this. So they pay a little bit cheaper, but yeah, it's going to be an expensive game. It's down in Norman. Kickoff between the Huskers and Sooners set for 11 a.m. on Fox.
Oh, my God.
Wake up, have some
breakfast. I'm so excited.
And watch some football.
It's going to be nuts.
Yep.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get Alyssa on the phone, figure out what she did wrong, and then get ready to make it right by her friend Carrie.
Ooh, Alyssa, girl, you in trouble.
We'll spill the tea, and then we'll do our best to help clean up the tea. It's Kicks.
Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Back to helping people out with any issues they have.
Well, we try.
Yeah, I mean, we at least will facilitate a conversation. and that's what we're going to do today.
It's like falling off. Okay, sorry.
You're going to be able to make it through the
segment? Yeah, we got it. We're good.
All right. Let's bring Alyssa onto the show. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, how you doing?
I feel terrible.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So explain to the folks the email that you sent us about the issue you've got.
Yeah, so I really need help to make it right with my friend Carrie.
Okay.
Like, it's super simple. We were at this dinner at her folks' place, and we're best friends, and they're like doing a barbecue with family and friends, and it was like her thing, but I was invited.
Okay.
And it was fun, and it was relaxed, and we were getting ready for the Husker game, so we were all in a good mood. And then I was talking to her mom, and I said she must be excited to be a grandma, like that it's coming up. Not realizing that Carrie had not told her mother that she was pregnant.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So you big revealed grandma.
Yes.
Oh, no. What?
Before Carrie had a chance to tell her.
Okay, but why wouldn't she tell you that she hasn't told? I mean, she should have told you she hasn't said anything yet, not to say anything. Did she tell you that?
No. I mean, we're best friends. We tell each other everything. I just assumed that she told her mom.
Well, yeah.
So I said it's so like a matter of fact. I'm like, are you getting excited? You're gonna be a grandma.
No.
And it was terrible. Her mother just her mouth dropped. It was a thing. It was, I mean.
Oh my God, you ruined the whole tailgate. I bet. Yeah. Wow. Oh God. Okay. So
you have to if you're best friends with somebody and you've got a big secret to eventually reveal to people. You got to come out with, hey, I haven't told anybody yet. I mean, that's...
You do. I mean, you do.
I think you have to... I think Carrie's as much at fault in this situation as Alyssa is. Because she didn't tell her friend to
say... She was just trying to make small talk.
Anything.
She was just trying to fit in. Okay, so...
I mean, thank you, but I really... No, she's mad.
Okay, right. So then let's... So your friend... Now, your best friend,
is
ignoring you, or does she give you a mouthful and you're trying to talk to her again, or have you heard from her?
She gave me a mouthful, and we usually talk all the time.
Right.
She's not giving me the full silent treatment, but
it's totally close. Different. It's not your guys' typical friendship. Okay. Oh, dang. So you want to, so what you want to do is, are you saying you want to apologize?
Yeah, I want to apologize to her. And
okay.
Have you two as buffers.
No, that's a good idea.
No, I am. I'm here for it. I feel bad for you because obviously you did not, it sounds like you did not mean to obviously spill the beans because you didn't know that there were even beans to spill in the first place.
And you are lucky that Husker Nick is not here because he probably would try to make this something bad for you.
He'd make you feel bad.
Really bad. So you lucked out and you got us who are on your team.
Oh, man. That or he'd be like, it's not a big deal. It's okay. And it's like, well, no.
It's one or the other. He'll either throw the pot or just sit back and say,
having an issue right now.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
So, Alyssa, we'll give Carrie a call, see if we get her on the phone, and then we will help you apologize, and we'll help try to make it right, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
How would you react if your best friend told your mom that you were pregnant before you had a chance to tell her?
Oh, my God.
Or, I mean, is Alyssa completely in the wrong because Carrie should have said, they're best friends, hey, don't say anything to anybody. You're the first person I'm telling.
Oh, this is
I'm
tough.
Pregnant. Like, is Carrie in just as much trouble as Alyssa is with this? Because she should have told her friend.
I totally get that. I totally get that.
Okay.
We'll have to see what people think.
Let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
She might have just been really excited and forgot to say anything.
Exactly.
To
be a part of Make It Right.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
All right, so if you're just joining us, it's Alyssa who needs us to help make it right by her friend Carrie. They were hanging out with family, a little barbecue action.
Yeah,
Husker
kind of
game.
A Husker tailgate-ish.
Uh-huh. And Alyssa was just chatting up Carrie's mom and was... very excited that she was going to become a grandma. Carrie's mom had not been told the
information
that
her
daughter was pregnant.
She was going to be a grandma.
Yeah, she was out of the loop on that one. And so,
but Carrie didn't necessarily tell Alyssa not say anything.
She didn't. And so now apparently communication is a little bit off between the two of them.
Yeah, it's just not right. Like, something's off between them.
And so we posed the question. I mean, it is, how would you take it if Alyssa's the one who broke the secret, or is Carrie really at fault for not telling her friend not to say anything?
Right. And so we see your messages. We have a message that says, oh, Carrie is definitely also at fault. Poor Bestie was just excited.
Right. There you go.
I agree. Another message says, this is Carrie's fault. She should have said that nobody else knew. Because she didn't, she needs to give her friend a break.
Right.
And I would agree. I mean, I'm sure this is a really weird time for the friend, Carrie.
For both of them, an exciting time.
So maybe she just literally escaped her. But I don't think she should be too tough on Alyssa. I don't know.
I don't think so either.
But then again, like, I guess I don't know. I just, if I'm not totally sure that I should or shouldn't say something,
right?
For the most part, sometimes I get myself in trouble.
Get a little ahead of yourself.
But for the most part, I just don't even touch it. Because knowing my luck, this stuff happens. And it happened to Alyssa.
Let's see if we can help. So, Alyssa, we're on hold. We're going to bring her onto the show. She has no idea why we're calling, so we'll talk with her a little bit, sweeten the pot a little bit, see if we can make her feel good about things on a Monday, and then we'll bring you in to apologize, and then we'll do our part to make it right.
That sounds amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, good morning, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. JP Coriel, the Kix Morning Show. How are you? Carrie, you there?
Carrie.
Yes, can you hear me?
Now I can. Hi.
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 Good morning.
Good. How are you doing?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone was cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, I was cutting out.
Okay.
We got you now. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah, sorry. We're probably catching you by surprise a little bit. Do you have just a few minutes to chat? We just want to see how your day is going and talk to you about something that happened recently.
Okay.
We were brought to the attention by a friend of yours that you have some really big news to tell everybody about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe some news that she potentially divulged to your mother.
Accidentally.
Before you had the chance to divulge to your own mother.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Alyssa called us because she feels really bad about that, and she wanted to have you come on the show with us and for us to help try to make it right.
She feels terrible. She feels very bad. She feels terrible, and she wants to apologize to you. Would you be open to have a conversation with her and just chat it out just a little bit? Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. Alyssa,
jump on in, girl.
Hi, Carrie. I want to say how deeply sorry I am. I, of course, never, ever wanted to reveal anything that you didn't want to reveal. And I just feel horrible and I feel sad, you know, that I did that to you. Yeah. So please accept my apology.
I don't hate you. Like, I'm not really, super upset anymore, but it was, something had happened right after I told you. Like, it had a little bit of a weird situation with my mom, and I didn't want to tell her, right away. I wanted to wait till the right time, and just didn't let you know, I guess, about that. And, I wanted to wait until everyone was together, and I was actually going to tell them that day when everyone was together.
And you spilled the beans.
Well, she just expedited the process then. Like, she just helped you rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Carrie.
My pregnancy, so.
Right.
Yeah. But, Carrie, do you see, so we're thinking maybe you should have told your bestie to not say anything yet because you haven't covered all your bases.
Yeah,
she truly didn't mean to spill the beans because she didn't know to not to, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I definitely should have told her that, for sure. Just, in the moment when it happened, I was just so upset.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed. The hormones definitely have started to kick in already. So
that happens.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
You're just really bad at keeping.
She's bad at keeping secrets. Yeah, okay. Oh, man, you got a Bessie that can't keep secrets. This is an issue.
I promise I won't reveal any other secret.
Okay.
You guys can just not keep secrets, like, to each other. Like, tell everyone else's secrets to each other.
Right.
But not the other way. Not outward. Exactly. Only inward. That's how that works.
Only inward. Okay. Well, I think this is just a simple, easy misunderstanding. I feel for Alyssa. I feel for you too, Carrie, as well. Just to give you guys a girls' night out, how would you like to join us for Kane Brown at PBA this Friday?
Oh, my God. Amazing. I love that.
Okay.
Yay! Just,
that way we can come by and we can at least say hello and congratulations. Kind of an early baby present from us, but also a chance for the girls to have a good time out. I know Carrie can't drink or anything, but at least you can go to a concert and have a good time.
I do have a quick idea, too, though, to add on top of that. I know we don't do it often, but do you think we could throw in a dinner to one of, like, the pillow restaurants or something
absolutely.
Like that we can give to Alyssa to give to the mom.
Grandma?
To Carrie's mom and say, sorry for spilling the beans. Take her out. You guys can hash it out and
treat
talk.
Treat grandma. That's a good idea.
That would, like, really help her get in good graces.
I think so, too.
So
yeah, so that part isn't from us, and hopefully she isn't listening. But so that's just from you, but we're going to give it to you.
Okay, yeah, hopefully Carrie's mom's not listening. Or I hope she is, and it's so, but anyway.
She's like, ma'am, I know.
Right. Well, Alyssa, we appreciate you getting a hold of us. Carrie, congratulations. It's very exciting news.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you guys on Friday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all your help.
You're welcome.
If you need our help, we're here for you every Monday with Make Right Money. Just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And luckily enough, it worked out well.
Yeah.
We should have a little bit of fun with them too, I think.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Here's Lee Bryce. It's KX.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
They keep me laughing and they play the best music.
Kicks 96.9.
I don't want a girl. I don't want, like, wife because what if they say, can't go hunt? I'll just go, like, nope, I'm going hunt right now. You're what to do?
That's hilarious.
See, kids can say really funny things.
That was a 7-year-old?
Yeah, saying that he doesn't want a wife. Because what if she says he can't go hunting?
Oh, okay. That's adorable.
Yeah, kids can say some really funny things. But kids can also say crazy things.
Okay, like what?
Or at least give you the heebie-jeebies, right?
Okay,
so yeah. Bill Shammert with 1011, he posted this a long time ago. It was later on this summer. But I saved it because it just was so weird and it keeps popping up places.
Okay.
And it freaks me out. I do not have children of my own.
Right.
Maybe someday I will. I'm not sure. But
they're a lot.
If I saw this in my baby's crib on the monitor at night,
whoa.
I'm going to have to send it back to the stork.
What?
Okay. His baby has, like, a Hulk doll.
Okay.
Like a little Hulk.
Yeah.
I don't know how better to explain it.
Incredible Hulk. Everyone knows who the Hulk is.
Right. Just a miniature little, like, Hulk doll. And at night, on the baby monitor, the way that this thing looks in the night vision tone looks like a little old gremlin demon man.
Oh, wow.
Its face is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And imagine like waking up in the middle of the night and just, you know, rolling over, checking the baby monitors to make sure that everything's okay. And seeing that, that'd be terrifying.
That would be absolutely terrifying.
And then if you, and then on top of that, if you coupled it with, you know, a kid actually saying like weird things, you know, like sometimes, I know my friend's kid used to sleepwalk.
Okay.
And she'd wake up and they'd be standing right there, just staring at her, but like asleep kind of, but staring at her. And she'd try to wake them up and they'd just go, I don't know, but they're here. Wow. Okay, go back to bed. I don't know, but they're here. Who? What do you mean? You're like five. What do you mean? Who's here?
I can go even deeper on that because Serena, who at the age of five, one night was having kind of a, had to get up and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I heard her, and I heard her then talking to somebody in her room.
Does she have friends over?
No, I came into the room and I said, hi, honey, are you okay? She said, yeah, I just had to go to the bathroom. Grandma Nana made sure I got there okay. And I go, she's gone. Your great-grandma Nana's been... No, she's right there. She's right there in the corner of the room.
No, no, no.
I believe in guardian angels.
No.
But she was there in the room.
That is so sweet.
With Serena.
The notion.
It's scary, though.
But also, what do you mean?
Right.
Oh, creepy. Oh, God. And I know that this is a thing. I don't have kids, like I said, but I know I've seen it on message boards. My friends have talked about it.
Right.
There's got to be a story of something just off, something totally weird or creepy, straight up creepy that your kid has said
or done.
Yeah.
Weird, creepy, funny. That your kid has said.
We'll take all the stories, but the creepier the better.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us on Facebook, KX969, and you cannot tell me that this Hulk doll in the middle of the night wouldn't make you jump out your own window.
It's creepy. And if you do, tell us, how about we get you into Kane & Brown this Friday?
You want to do Kane & Brown tickets?
We got tickets for that.
Well, let's do it then.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Right, so Facebook, KX969. Go there. Check out the video from my buddy Bill Shammer and his creepy doll that's in the crib with his kid. And then tell us about the creepy things your kids have said or done for your chance to win Kane Brown tickets.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I listen to radio in the morning. It makes me happy.
Music, laughter, the jokes.
Kix 96.9.
Well, with no Husker Nick in today, let's bring in Husker Will. Who's on with us at nights with the Nebraska Knights and also takes care of business over on ESPN 1400. How's it going, Will?
It's good, man. Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah. Is Nick still recovering from game day? Is that what I'm understanding?
Apparently he's playing in a golf thing today.
Ah, okay.
So he's golfing today.
Which is code for still recovering.
Yeah, well, possibly.
No, I'm just kidding.
Priorities.
He had a reason to celebrate because not only did his Huskers win, but his Chiefs won.
So they pulled that one out, too.
Yeah, they really did.
Hey, Will, can I just say I really am digging the Crown Royal shirt you're wearing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you'll the old school Big 8 hat that you've got on.
It's early. You know, this shirt was actually free, which most T-shirts we have in our dressers are nowadays. But it's, you know, it's a Monday morning. I thought I'd rock it. How are you guys feeling this morning?
Good.
Feeling good.
What were your big takeaways from the game this past week?
Well, we got the win, which was great. I thought the defense played really good, considering they had more time of possession than us.
Yeah,
which means our defense was on the field more than the offense.
And it was 127 degrees on the field.
My God, see, I'm happy I wasn't there.
Say that again.
It was 127 degrees on the field.
On the turf,
they actually put a thermometer and
that makes you want to throw up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, right. How hot is that?
Oh, my God.
We all thought we had a bad, you know, drinking all day, but these players on the field, like, come on. They're running their guts out.
I have, like, a heat headache from walking 30 minutes total to and from my car. I can't imagine.
Why am I not surprised that she has a heat headache?
Hardest part of the day was walking to the car.
Walking to the car was so difficult.
And those Vegas bombs, you know?
The Vegas bombs hit. They definitely hit. They'll make you do something out of the Uber you don't want to do later on in the night.
Great defensive play. Only gave up 3 points.
That's right. And the O-line, you know, the O-line I think needs to still pick it up a little bit. They didn't look great. I wouldn't even say they looked better than Fordham. You still got Martinez running for his life.
Right. Although, thankfully, he can.
Yeah,
just make plays happen.
You know who killed it?
Who?
Torre. Is that how you say it?
Torre?
Torre, yeah.
Torre?
Samari Torre?
He is quickly showing that he is the real deal.
I was like, he's a highlight reel.
Yeah, he had some really good plays.
And it's nice to know that we got some ballers on the team heading into Oklahoma, because that's now what we look forward to.
Right.
Oklahoma week is here. I hope I'm not alone in saying this. I'm scared.
Yeah, no, I am too, just because Oklahoma has been ahead of us in a lot of different areas in football for a while now.
Yes.
I mean, Bob Stoops helped them get to where they were at least equal with us. And then took them over the top in comparison. And they're pretty good this year, too.
Really good. I think they're fourth in the nation. Their quarterback is up for the Heisman. He's going to be up there. God. So it's going to be a tough one. They're good. Definitely.
What do you think we need to do to win?
I think Martinez needs to still make some throws. I mean, I don't think running is going to... Maybe running will win the game if our O-line will keep making him run for his life. But we got to play a complete game.
Yeah.
The most complete game we've played in a long time. I mean, no penalties. Get the defense off the field and run our offense. I mean, literally, we are going to probably have to play perfect on Saturday to win, I think.
Well, and I mean, literally, we would have won by another 3 touchdowns if there weren't just ridiculous stuff that happened.
I was going to say, like, the little mistakes and stuff.
Yeah.
The game on Saturday, did you see an improvement in that area or no?
Definitely. I thought it was the cleanest game we've played.
Yeah.
Out of all the 3. Yeah. Penalties definitely weren't an issue. So hopefully that continues.
Yeah, let's hope. All right. Well, Will, what's your prediction for Saturday?
You're gonna put that on there right now.
I mean, early. You got to get the early prediction.
JP, you told me it was like 22 points.
Yeah, it's a 22 point underdog right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll say we cover. How about that? Can I just give you that we cover? We cover the 22?
I did get a message from a buddy. Mike says making field goals would be good.
Oh, that's another thing. What is going on with that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, poor Connor.
Let's put Coryell out there.
Would that be an improvement?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Will, for coming
in. Guys.
And you can catch him and Hooks on the Morning Hookup on ESPN 1480 every Monday through Friday. And part of the Real Red Reaction, too, this past weekend in a bunch of different games. Just be ready for us to give you all kinds of good opinions and fun stuff.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On the way, the nitty-gritty from Music City with new music from one of your favorites and more chances at Kane Brown tickets with Kicks.
JP, Coryell, and Husker.
I used to hate mornings, but now I love them because of this show.
Kicks 96.9.
We'll play a little game of Incoherent. It's the adult party game where you compete to guess the gibberish.
Oh, so you're flipping the script on me.
Yeah, because I stole a box from you before you could even...
Oh, that's nice. That's the idea.
You had the idea to do the game, and I'm like, well, okay, you made me do it a couple times. You made some Husker soccer players do it a couple times. Mm-hmm. I think it's only fair that we flip the script on you, although I don't know for sure if you have gone through and read all of these.
I have not.
Already.
I have not.
Uh-huh.
I haven't.
Okay.
I'm notoriously good at these games.
Okay. Oh, that's why somebody got it for you as a gift, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
But we'll see.
So I'll give you some things to sit. Starting with number one. Hopefully you can understand me.
I can't wait to hear you saying this.
Okay. Lug would chewmate made who?
Look what you made me do, Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. That's not even right.
Is it? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
Lug would chewmate made do.
Wonderful. Made wonderful.
Yeah. All right.
See, you're not going to get me. You're not going to trip me up.
How about ball in on up hut jet?
Balling on a budget.
Jeez Louise.
Is that correct?
Because of the way I'm reading it.
No, well, yeah, well, that's part of the game, is to, like, try to make it so that you can understand it.
Okay.
Okay, number 3, last one.
Yeah. Long hair, toned gayer.
Long hair, don't care.
Oh, my God.
I got all 3 of them already?
All right, I'm going to do one more. Just cause
fine.
This is not fair. Okay. Mime Elks, acne brim, Saul Dubai's tooth unyod.
Whoa, what? Okay, do it again.
Mime Elks Ek Brim Sals Dubai's Tooth Unyod.
Try saying it fast.
Mime Elks Ek Brim Sals Dubai's Tooth Unyod.
Ooh, I think you got me. Give me the hint.
Booty shake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
I was just checking because I know I was kind of holding it up high.
No.
And, like, you could see the
I don't have my glasses on, JP. But thank you for thinking that I have normal eyesight like a normal human being.
All right. So, I mean, we're not like trying to get it, like an NIL from Coherent, but maybe we are.
Hair flip, you know. I mean, I understand that you wanted to give me a little taste of my own medicine, but you just can't get me up.
It's a fun game.
I'm going to well, now that you opened this can of words, you know, I'm going to have the buses open soon on you, too.
Okay. We'll play more often.
Prepared.
We should make Husker Nick play sometimes, too.
Oh, we're going to do that to that poor guy?
Yep.
Oh.
Wake up, y'all.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.
Award-winning academic and science findings that are absolutely ridiculous.
This sounds fake.
No, it's real.
This is real.
This is the 31st annual Ig Nobel Prize Awards.
I've never even heard of this.
So if you're not familiar, like, Coriel, you're not familiar, these are awards that are given to the most ridiculous advances in science and other academic fields.
So basically anything that IFL Science has posted on their Facebook page.
Kind of, probably, yeah. Like a different team of researchers who looked into why pedestrians do collide with other pedestrians.
Why they do collide with each other?
Somebody spent money on this and did a study about why we collide with each other when we're walking down the street.
Okay, yeah, that does happen.
And then there was another researchers that conducted experiments to learn why pedestrians do not constantly collide with other pedestrians, and they got the award too.
So they did one where why they do collide.
Yeah.
And then another one came why and they said do collide. Why they do not.
It was two different groups doing the exact same study on why we do collide with
do or other, do not.
We do.
Oh, why you do
both
collide.
Both of them colliding on with why we do.
And they both.
Yeah.
This sounds like a circus.
How about a researcher who analyzed the variations in cat vocalizations while communicating with humans?
Oh my God. So you can actually find out if your cat is mad or not.
Right. Those vocalizations include.
I think that type of study is so funny.
That actually is interesting.
Like meaningful.
Right. Purring, chirping, chattering, trilling,
because
tweeting,
you need
murmuring,
to know,
meowing, moaning, all the different sounds that
you
cats
need
make.
To know how likely your specific, your personal pet cat is right. to gnawing you.
Your face off while you sleep.
While you sleep.
Exactly. How about a study called A New Method of Cockroach Control on Submarines?
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually smart because I'm sure there's a limited like food supply and stuff like that on submarines, right?
Right.
So you'd want to make sure that they aren't like messing it up or contaminating.
Right. I mean, how do we keep the cockroaches
so
off submarines?
So it's odd. Like it sounds so dumb, but it's probably what like needed.
Yeah. I don't know if this one's necessarily needed.
Okay.
Researchers who conducted experiments to find whether it's safer to airlift a rhinoceros upside down rather than right side up. To be clear, that's safer for the rhino, not the humans attempting to move it.
Well, apparently we need to know these things now, considering the Omaha Henry Dilly Zoo had that loose rhino.
Right.
So, like, maybe they would have benefited.
Get it back in his pen, upside down or right side
up? Like, maybe this research would have benefited them. Like, should they had to have, you know, lifted him back into his area.
His
living quarters.
Researchers who tested the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches to the face.
Okay, that's not real.
Yeah, it is. Somebody did that and got a Nobel Award for it.
No!
Yeah!
So that what are you saying? Ig Nobel?
Ig Nobel, I-G Nobel.
I've never even heard this word.
And the top one would be...
Oh, hey, Ig Nobel. You want the definition?
Yeah.
Not honorable in character or purpose.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
The top answer, the number one thing on this list was researchers who used genetic analysis to compare the different species of bacteria found on discarded chewing gum recovered from paved surfaces in various countries.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
They went and got, like, poked off the gum.
Yeah, like, scraped it off, and then they were like, let's see what bacteria just thrive in these little blobs of disgustingness in different countries.
It's not free candy, but hey, maybe it can win you an award.
Oh, man, I wonder if, like, the CDC can use that for, like, disease spread.
It's a possibility.
To, like, track where things are.
I mean, why not?
Doesn't sound very ignoble to me.
I don't know what it is, but I need
got two big concerts this week. Alabama on Thursday with the Marshall Tucker Band at PBA.
Yes.
And we're doing a little pre-party in Longwells before that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do the same thing for Kane Brown with Chris Lane and Restless Road at PBA.
The next day.
The next day, on Friday.
On Friday, baby.
So we'll have two pre-parties there at Longwells Thursday and Friday for both shows. We'll have more chance for you to win tickets to see Kane Brown all week long in our show.
Yes. And then you can also listen, I believe you can listen to win Alabama tickets.
I think they're done with those.
Oh, they're done with those. That's right. But you still have the opportunity to online. Win them online.
Yes.
That's online. Right. Yeah. Online, KZKX.com.
And with Kane Brown
tickets. Same with Kane Brown.
Right. With Kane Brown tickets, we're doing that Facebook thing with the most ridiculous and horrifying things kids say.
Yeah. When your kid's been creepy, because you know, let's face it, it's happened before. When your kid's been creepy, tell us about it. Like, it's something they did or said.
And some people have some really...
Some of them are very insane. Actually, I did retweet this earlier. We got a tweet on KZKX969 from Cammy. She said, my nephew passed away from leukemia at the age of 3. So, of course, so sorry for your loss. But she said he would constantly talk about the creepy guy. He'd laugh to himself or say the creepy guy is in the bathroom, etc.
Yep.
So, yeah, I replied, I was, sorry for your loss. But side note, that's a very creepy thing to say.
One of the ones from Shannon on Facebook was, this is my daughter's favorite doll. When she was little, it would show up in random places around the house and scare the crap out of me. This doll is horrifying because she scribbled on it.
Ooh.
Like, colored in the eye, around the eyes. I'm putting makeup on her. Nope, you've got a scary doll.
Oh, my God.
And then she would put that doll all over the town, all over the house.
I'm here for it. I love these weird stories. Kids are so weird.
Share them up on Facebook, KX969, for your chance to win Kane Brown tickets. We'll have tomorrow, JP makes his guest for Kane Brown tickets. Dan and Redumpin will be back. We'll get the results of your creepy things your kids have said or done for your chance to win your way there.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed any of today's show, you catch up on our podcast with Make It Right Monday as well on KZKX.com. Have a great day.
Number one for new country.